terrific round. I know you like this particular element of the Rolex World Cup final, and another terrific round from your star performer.
Well, he's on his game as usual. I made a little mistake there in the rollback turn, or something got a little fouled up. I don't know if he stumbled a little or slipped a little. I'm not sure, but I had to reload and add a stride and almost a standstill jump into the double of verticals. But he's just such a fighter, such a wonderful horse, and he just keeps getting better. He's 16 years old, and he's as good as ever.
You can see right from the get-go that you were both up for this.
Well, I that's a bit my style. It doesn't matter what horse I'm riding. I start fast in speed classes. I like to start as fast as I'm going to go the whole round and just try to get comfortable in that pace.
When you looked at the course tonight, did you think, well, this is your kind of track for you and your and flexible?
Well, in speed competitions, I haven't seen many that wouldn't be his type of track. He's quite a fast horse, and he turns quick and he gallops quick, and that's handy in speed classes.
Well, obviously, we've still got riders out there. We don't ever get a win tonight. You did win this 2 years ago, but looking long term now this weekend, obviously that sets you up nicely wherever you finish tonight.
Oh, for sure. I mean, this competition is a long, tough week, and you definitely want to get out of the starting gate with a good performance to carry on.
And do you feel your horse is, obviously done well tonight, been coming in good form in recent weeks, and you feel that this is was a performance you expected, sort of?
Well, I haven't done a lot with him this season just because he's older, and we had a very, very big week of jumping in our Olympic trials in West Palm Beach, Florida a few weeks ago. So I saved him up, kept him fresh for that. He jumped well that week. I was hoping that he would start really coming to his peak this week.
Is the Olympics on your agenda?
That is, yes.
How much would it mean for you to be competing in London 2012 then?
Well, it would be a special, very, very special part of my life. It was a dream many, many, many years ago. I'm a bit long in the tooth, as they say, but it would still be just an incredible privilege to be in the Olympic Games for the United States.
And from a riding point of view, they're talking about it, the whole feel of the Olympics could be different because it's going to be right at the heart of the sort of Olympic setup. Does that make it perhaps more exciting, if you do get it, to be part of the, really will feel part of the Olympic movement?
Well, I have to be honest, I didn't know it was going to be in the center of the setup, but it's going to be incredible. No matter where it is, it's the Olympic Games. If I made the team, that'd be unbelievable.
First hurdle, try and win the Rolex World Cup final.
First things first, yeah.
Thank you.